going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. It is an exciting day in Boston and beyond as former KU Jayhawk runner Sharon Locati broke the Boston Marathon course record. She outran two-time defending champion Helen Obiri over the final mile 1 year after losing to her in one of the closest finishes in race history last year. Locati finished in an unofficial 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds, 19 seconds ahead of her closest competitor. And remind us, Sam, when you compare Sharon's time to the men's time, she did something incredible.
She's probably like 35th or 36th overall. The standings only showed up to the 30th place, but she was only 2 minutes behind the 30th male to cross the finish line, which is remarkable.
It is such an unbelievable feat. We reached out to everybody we could think of at the University of Kansas to get somebody on to talk about what this means and what she has done. And we are thrilled to welcome Dr. Michael Whittlesey onto the program, one of the coaches at the University of Kansas. You coach distance and middle distance. Dr. Whittlesey, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Any time to talk about Sharon.
Well, so she almost darn near won the thing last year and then won it in spectacular fashion this year. Were you watching it? Where were you when all this was happening?
Unfortunately, we had staff meetings this morning, so I missed a lot. I missed a lot of the early race, but I was able to watch her last 2 miles. And it was just awesome for her compete as she normally does and just, you know, I'll compete Helen. It was just amazing to watch her do that again.
So she ran for the University of Kansas several years. Do you keep in touch with your prior athletes? This had to be a remarkable thing for all of you to kind of cheer her on.
Oh, yeah. We're still always in touch with Sharon. She's one of the great ones just as a person. So we're in touch with all the time. She's still training in Flagstaff, Arizona. So she trains there with one of our other former runners is training there as well. From time to time, she'll go back to Kenya to do some training back there. But this is the first full marathon training cycle that she's done in the United States.
Can you talk a little bit about what that takes? Because I'm reading here that she's been training close to 8,000 feet above sea level in prep for the Boston Marathon, running upwards of 140 miles in a week.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah, it takes a while to get used to that volume of mileage, and it takes years to kind of build up the ability to handle that and stay healthy. But that's all you're doing is training and resting and recovering and doing everything to keep your body in tuned. And it takes a long time for each marathon to really prep for, and that's where, you know, she fell a little bit short at the Paris Games finishing fourth because she kind of only had 8 weeks to really focus on the training because she was originally not on the Kenyan team, and then there was an injury, and they added her late. So she was prepped a little bit better this time and was able to come out on the better side of it.
So she's been a runner that says since age 12. Did you know when you first got to coach her that someday this would be a result? Was she that good in college?
It took her a little bit. We were talking about that with the whole team today, that when she first came in, her first conference meet in the indoors, she was actually lapped. She finished 12th and was lapped by the other female competitors in the 5,000 meters. So she had to continue to work hard. The next fall, she was 10th at the national championships in cross country. And, you know, as she got more and more confident and more dedicated to her tools, she could do everything from the mile or the 1500 meters all the way through the 10K in college and at an elite level. But I definitely knew with what she did and how she did it, and her focus, that the marathon was definitely going to be her best events moving forward. Now, whether or not I could tell you that she was going to win New York and Boston in her career, those are so hard to do. But yeah, her competitiveness, her toughness, and her mental focus are second to none.
So help us understand, you know, I'm seeing words like smash. She smashed the women's record. Like, how hard is it to do what she did? For those of us who are not familiar with track and field or didn't have high schoolers that ran track and field, why is this so momentous? And I guess what does it say about the training and the times just keep getting faster and faster?
Yeah, 2 minutes is a huge chunk of time to chop off of a marathon. All the greats have run there. So it's not an easy record to break. And that course is pretty difficult because it's downhill for the first 15 miles. And if you go out too fast, then you go uphill for 4 miles and then you go back downhill, it can really kind of blow you up. And so you have to be disciplined as well trained and on for that day. If you're 1% off on a marathon, it shows up big. Where if you're 1% in a 1500 meter race or a mile race, it's not as big of a deficit. But over 2.5 hours of running, or for her 2 hours and 17 minutes, 1% is a big chunk. And so having that mental focus for those 2 hours and 17 minutes, where the only thing you're thinking about is how am I out competing these people for those 26 miles it takes an awful lot. And that's a big chunk of time, 2 minutes.
You know, there are people listening, and I'm certainly one of them, Michael. I cannot even understand how people run a simple marathon here, and let alone what it takes to get into a Boston or a New York. So now that she has won those, what comes next for the most elite of elite runners?
I'm sure, you know, she was disappointed in the Olympic Games finish.
Sure.
But she's, you know, so she's probably looking, you know, 3 years down the road for the next Olympics. Uh-huh. But she's going to be looking to go back to the majors again. You know, she's got a good cycle with New York, and they love her there. And she's performed extremely well both in New York and Boston. And whether or not she starts adding the idea of trying to run another major like Berlin and going after, you know, world record times, that I don't know. I haven't talked to her about if that's in her, you know, in her focus, or she's just more thinking about hitting the majors and worrying about winning the major ones in New York and Boston.
That's so cool. Have you reached out to her yet?
I know how busy she is. I certainly text her as soon as she finished. The last time when she won New York, I called and called and called, and it took about 2 days for her to give me a call back because she's got so much press that she's doing. And honestly, I mean, if you got to see her race today, her finishing and seeing her mom at the end was just great. When she was here, she couldn't see her mom for 6 years.
Oh God.
So she came over here and couldn't go back. And so I think this is the first major win that her mom got to see her. And that was special.
It's a very sweet moment. If you guys all at home missed it, go watch it. She just runs into her mom's arms. She keeps running after the finish line and runs into her mom's arms. It was a sweet moment. Dr. Michael Whittlesey with the University of Kansas, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. And hey, let her know we want to get in line for the media interviews. We'd love to have her on the program.
Absolutely. And a quick shout out. One of our biggest fans is your mentor, Dr. John Broham. He comes to every one of our meets, travels to cross-country meets. He's a huge fan of our team, and we really appreciate his support. And I know what he's meant to your career and Scott's career. So,
but you tell him we said hello. You guys have him for the running support, and we certainly owe part of our schooling and our careers to him. Please tell him I said hello.
Absolutely.
Be well. Thank you much, Dr. Whittlesey. This is so cool. Thank you. Sam, I have a weird question, Sam, because I don't know any of these things, and you do. There is money involved in this. That's not why they run. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but there are sponsorships.
Yeah.
Can you, is there NIL deals for track now? Like, she's this huge name. It would, this wouldn't have been around when she was in college, but do track stars get NIL stuff today, like in college today?
Something tells me that you would have to be the best of the best.
The best of the best.
To get an NIL deal for
like
track.
Sharon. I mean, she is the best of the best.
But if you look at her jersey running today, she had a logo on her jersey. It is sponsored. She does get money for it.
And I know that's not why they do it, but these are not cheap to enter. They're not cheap to train for. Like you put your life on hold to train, right?
Yeah. By the way, she's less than 8 minutes away from the world record.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So at 2:17 today, she is less than 8 minutes away from the world record. And you were talking about how momentous.
Not just wait, help me. Not just Boston, just the world marathon record overall.
Ever set by a woman running a marathon. Yeah, it was set at the Chicago Marathon last year by a Kenyan woman. 2 hours, 9 minutes, 56 seconds. At 2:17, she is less than eight minutes away. And you were talking about the 2 minute gap on the previous Boston record.
Yeah.
That is more or almost half a mile. Because if you think about it, she's running about 5 minutes, 15 seconds per mile at 26.2. Obviously, some miles she's going faster, some miles she's going slower. But if you average it out, you look at 2.5 minutes, she beat the previous record by half a mile.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I was trying to understand. It seems like the times are getting faster and faster and faster. Is that because our training is better? Is it
more dedication to it, technology for training, technology for recovery. Recovery is one of the biggest things in distance running.
I would never recover.
Yeah. Straight into the ice bath, baby.
913-586-7798. We are back with much more straight ahead on Dana and Park. Stick with us.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.